Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Scott Mills.
A bit of a posh hello, wasn't it?
Hello.
Take that up all night. And in this city off of Igloo and Hartley. Good afternoon. Hope you're all right today. We've made it to midway through the week. And this is Scott on Radio 1. Alicia Dixon coming up. Bass Hunter. And Chipmunk next with Chip Diddy Chip.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
I'm slightly confused.
Pourquoi?
Because Becky's just walked into the studio looking like Rafael Benitez.
I don't know who that is.
No, he's a Liverpool manager. Why have you got a stick on... I hope that's a stick on goatee.
It's a stick beard. On beard.
Apparently it's beard day.
You don't know why it's beard day, do you?
No, I've just got bits of it stuck in my mouth now.
I've just told Becky...
That was an attractive sound, Becky.
What was that? It's like a cat.
Sticking out the bits of hair.
No, it's beard day at Radio 1 Online. I've just noticed this. Hello?
You meant to put it... You're meant to put it round your mouth, not in it.
She's probably choking on the beard. Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Right, have a look at Radio 1 Online now. You know, on the homepage... The pictures keep changing, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you see?
Fleet Foxes
with beard.
In the live lounge.
Massive
with beard.
What now?
Now I see The Edge and Bono in conversation with Zayn with beards.
And then the picture changes again.
To Dominic Byrne interviewing Lewis Hamilton.
Dominic Byrne with beard and moustache combo.
The Rock Show in LA. With
Daniel Pete Carter.
Daniel Pete Carter with a beard.
Big beard.
Mike without one.
Yeah.
Then back to Fleet Foxes with a beard.
It's beard day. Every single person on the homepage when the picture changes has got a beard on. Do you feel a bit left out? I don't think we got the email.
No, Kelly Clarkson hasn't got a beard.
No, that's true.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So I went out last night and I saw a new artist play just down the road called Zarif. Very good.
Okay, was he?
Is a she, yeah.
Was she?
Very good.
Yeah.
And
so was it, actually.
Oh. Was it?
Why didn't I thought I didn't know whether it was
male. Calling her an it?
No. It could be a group.
Okay.
I never know.
Anyway.
Right.
Afterwards, this bloke I'd never met before in my life comes up to me.
Not another one with a note.
Not a note again, no, this time. And says, oh, you've got me all. I'm like, yeah, hi. He's like, yeah, I like your show, but the music is rubbish. And I'm like, oh, thanks very much. Mm. And I'm like, well... Download the podcast then. So you're never wanting to miss an opportunity to promote the podcast.
Did you then pull a piece of paper out of your pocket and tell him everything that was on the podcast
at
the moment? Right.
So there's no music on that, mate. You'll like it. But to be fair, it doesn't matter because he was a bit older, I would say, than the average Radio 1 listener. But very nice man, you know. But then he kind of went into this, oh, music today is rubbish. It's not as good as it used to be. One of those, you know?
Yes.
And at the time, you don't want to argue with him. You're like, yeah. And you just nod and smile and you're thinking, actually, that's not true. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's true. Do you? Taxi drivers do it a lot. Do you ever say to anyone, "You work?" They go, what do you do in a taxi? And you go, oh, I work at Radio 1. Oh, it's rubbish, all that modern music. It was much better back in my day.
I don't, because I get the tube or the bus.
But you get taxi sometimes, and
very
surely
rarely.
That does happen, no? I just don't think it's... Taxi drivers do it a lot. Modern music, much better in my day. And that is simply not true. They may have had the Beatles, and they may have had Elvis, but apart from that, it was tosh.
True.
Have a look, right, tonight in your parents' record collection. There won't be anything as good as Alicia Dixon in there. There'll be a couple of good ones. But generally, it's bobbins. There were just a few good bands. The rest was rubbish.
You do. You frequently sit me and Becky down and tell us how rubbish the music was in the 60s and 70s.
I do. Right, okay, I've got a couple here, okay, just to prove my point. These were actual hits back in the olden days, okay? Listen to this. Your parents liked this. Keith Harrison Orville.
I wish I could fly way up to the sky, but I can't.
You can?
I can't. I wish I could see what folks see in me, but
this is a man singing with a duck, also using his voice.
Look, Orville.
Yes?
Nothing that you can say.
That's enough, I think. Am I proving my point so far?
If you eventually sort out your ventriloquism out with Becky, you could recreate that.
See, rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Parents like this stuff. Right, listen to this bloke. Where do you think he's from?
Hello, I'm a Giuseppe. I got something special for you.
Where do you think he's from?
Is he Dutch?
No, no. Where do you think he's from?
Is he Italy, I would suggest.
Well, you'd think that.
Yeah?
By the voice. No. He's from America. They had fake Italians as well. Uno, due, tre. This was in the charts. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used Why is he putting on that voice? Don't stay out the late with the bad boys. This sold over a million copies.
Is it wise to take the mick out of Italian Americans? Don't they kind of like?
I have seen the odd episode
of The Sopranos.
I don't think he's Italian in any way.
Oh, right.
This is called Shut Up Your Face. It's not very good, is it?
What's he called?
Joe Dolce. And also, this is what they danced to back in the day, right? Your parents used to do a dance to this. This is called the Birdie Song. And you have to, like... Don't you have to do, like, bird things with your hand?
Don't pretend you don't know it.
I don't know.
An old Blur DJ, I'm sure you used to make people
I've never,
to
Becky,
this.
Played the Birdie Song in my life.
Joe, I'll take your word for it on Joe Dolce and Keith Harris.
No, seriously, people used to like this. This was number one.
Yeah, but I don't buy into the fact that you don't know the moves to the birdie dance.
Do you have to be a bird, don't you? Yeah, I know, I knew that.
And then you have to do that wiggly bit at the end.
I don't know what you're on about.
It has to be out during my lifetime, because I used to dance to it when I was a little
what
kid.
What wiggly
parties.
Bit at the end?
You know the wiggly bit at the end.
I don't.
You so do. It's like the willy bounce.
Oh, is it like the willy bounce?
Same,
OK. Anyway, this is what they used to listen to back in the day, and as I've now proved... Really not very good. So don't let them... Next time someone has that, ooh, music's not good as it used to be thing, seriously, don't listen to them because they are wrong.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Seriously, go for your parents' record collection tonight. You know I'm right. You will not find anything as good, nowhere near as good as Bass Hunter in that.
Did you deliberately put Bass Hunter on after all of
you
that?
You won't find anything as good. I'm telling you, it was all rubbish. They used to... Your parents liked this. And also... Like, there's a few people on the text now going, oh, don't diss the Birdie Song, it's brilliant. But not even their name on the text. Funny that. Because remember, right, you can download things back in the day. It wouldn't be so bad now. You could probably still download this, can't you? You can do it, probably. The tweet, Birdie Song,
so.
Put it in. Nobody will ever know, will they? But remember, back in the day, they had to go to a shop.
Yeah.
Right? Because they did like this. And they would go up to the counter... In full view, everybody, and go, hello, vendor. Please, could I have a copy of The Birdie Song by The Tweets? And they weren't even embarrassed. To them, it wasn't a problem. That would be a problem now, wouldn't it? Wouldn't do that. That's because it was all rubbish. They were used to it.
I know, you see, I would imagine that if they did buy The Birdie Song, they would have had to have slipped The Birdie Song inside something else they were going to buy that was a lot more credible.
Like... Shut Up Your Face by
Joe
Dolce.
You tell me. Radio 1
Podcast. Worrying about people quite liking the Birdie Song when we played it just then. A bit weird. Fiona, who's 15, loves all the ones we just played, and she's like, where can I get them? Online. You don't have to go to a shop, Fiona, it's fine.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
The debate is raging on 81199 about what's better, the Birdie Song or Bass Hunter. At the moment, Birdie Song seems to be winning. I'm quite surprised.
The Birdie Song's a bit... It's quite difficult, isn't it, really? Yeah.
Bass Hunter should cover the Birdie Song.
Oh my God. Will you keep your thoughts to yourself?
Yeah, because he'll go and do that, won't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're not going to agree
on this. Can you just be satisfied with Jingle Bells that he did?
We're not going to ever agree on this music thing, are we? So let's move on from music, right? Here's something that is a fact, yeah?
Yeah.
TV today is a lot better than the stuff that your parents liked, promise you. Do you know what the most popular show was back in the olden days?
What?
Highest rated programme on TV, yeah? Your parents used to watch this all the time, listeners. Do you know what it was?
No, tell me.
Wrestling.
Wrestling?
But not good wrestling, like WWE. This was on every Saturday afternoon, and lots of people used to watch it. Do you know about this, Becky? It's like old men in their, I would say their late 50s, early 60s, who are really fat and wearing ill-fitting leotards, yeah. And they would just kind of...
What?
Take each other out with their big fat stomachs.
It's not real.
It's all there on YouTube. Look up Big Daddy.
Or Giant Haystacks.
Well, that's the thing. His his opponent was often Giant Haystacks, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Most weeks. And if you don't know who Giant Haystacks is...
I only know this through my sporting knowledge.
Yeah. Giant Haystacks looks like one of the Fleet Foxes. Like a fat Fleet Fox.
I was going to say, he has a beard, or had a beard, rather. I think that's the only similarity to the Fleet Fox.
Is this on, was this on normal telly?
Yes.
Like you didn't have to have a box to watch this?
There was no such thing as a box in those days.
So on BBC One, no. Old men in leotards throwing themselves around in a wrestling ring?
Not on the BBC.
Oh.
It was ITV.
Oh. It was
like the old Ant and Dec?
Yeah, this is like Ant and Dec. As popular as that. Only it's fat blokes in their 60s called Big Daddy in leotards.
So you've now likened Giant Haystacks to the Fleet Foxes and Big Daddy and Giant Haystacks to Ant and Dec.
Well, it's the same. This is what your parents liked. I've got a clip here of the wrestling.
And Fred Green in trouble in the ring. The referee in trouble already. Daddy goes over to help. And, of course, as the Big Daddy bends down, Haystacks comes straight in.
Big Daddy bends down, Haystacks comes straight in. This is what they used to watch.
ITV Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
And Fred Green in trouble in the ring.
Trouble in the ring.
Referee in trouble already.
Referee's in trouble.
Daddy goes over to help.
Daddy goes over to help.
And of course, as the Big Daddy bends down, Haystacks comes straight in.
Yeah. That's brilliant. That class was entertainment back in the day. See, TV is a lot better now, isn't it?
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Some people say that they wish the wrestling was back on and they quite fancy seeing men in their early 60s and ill-fitting leotards kind of hit each other with their big fat stomachs.
Really?
Yeah. Some people are saying they'd rather watch that than The One Show. Come on.
Fat men in leotards rolling around. Mm. Is that just not a hole in the wall?
Wasn't
same.
A leotard,
actually,
though.
Yeah. Well, kind of same, yeah.
Pretty similar.
Yeah. It's kind of still on, really.
Mm. Starring you?
Yeah.
Is that still on YouTube?
What? Probably yes. Shut up.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Turns out I was wrong, chappers.
About?
Well, wrestling.
What?
All the older people have been on the text going, don't diss the wrestling, it was amazing. All the younger people are being like, this wrestling sounds brilliant. I was wrong. By the look of it, this is what people want back on the TV. Seriously, if you've not seen this wrestling before... Is it off the 70s, 80s, isn't it, really?
70s and 80s, yeah.
Look it up on the internet, yeah? We should do this, chappers. Not me and you, obviously, in the ring. No, not us.
Do you know how seriously shocked I was at then, for a minute?
What I'm saying is we should put...
You want us to both dress up in leotards and wrestle each other?
I really don't. What I'm saying is we should put a proposal together.
I'm not calling you Big Daddy.
I'm not calling you Giant Haystacks. They'd put it on BBC Three, wouldn't they?
What, you and me wrestling?
Not you and me wrestling.
Nobody wants to see
no,
that.
No, I'm talking about just... I think all the original people like Big Daddy are dead now, because it was a long time ago. But I'm thinking we need some new people. Mm. Get on BBC Three. Saves another rerun of 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, doesn't it?
Are you offering your
I do think Justin
services?
Lee Collins would be up for it.
Yeah, well, hasn't he tried wrestling?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He looks good in a leotard. Yeah. He's the kind of,
so
kind of thing
wrestle,
we're looking for,
he?
I think. Hmm? He'd be wrestling. Anybody else you can think of?
Well, you've offered your services, haven't you?
I'm really not going to do it.
You against Justin Lee Collins and I'll just watch.
You can be referee. No, I'm not. This is not
too
leading,
late now, it's
no,
out there.
This is not leading. This normally does when I say it's going to be, but this is not leading up to a wrestling match. I just want to see it back on TV because it's what the people want out there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi, Scott, it's Anna.
Hi, Anna, what are you saying?
I think that you should be doing the wrestling for comic relief.
You want us to wrestle for comic relief?
It's a good idea. Definitely. Scott against Justin Lee Collins for comic relief. That's
no.
good.
No, you're missing the point. Comic relief has to be, it has to be funny. It wouldn't be funny. Well,
Justin Lee Collins is a funny man.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be funny.
You in a leotard would be funny.
It'd be exciting.
It'd be hilarious.
I don't want to see you exciting in a leotard. Most definitely not.
Sadly, Anna, as much as I love comic relief and all the good work it does, that's not going to be happening. All right.
You wouldn't. You won't wrestle Justin Lee Collins for charity.
I would rather...
How heartless are you?
I'm not heartless.
Well, you are.
I'm not. It's just, I don't want to get in the ring with Justin
so
Lee Collins.
You'd rather let people suffer both here and in Africa.
Oh, don't be like that, please.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
podcast.
I better explain what's going on, otherwise you'll be really, really very confused if you have just switched on to Radio 1. Hang on. I think I'm getting a text through which relates to what I'm about to say.
Oh, are you?
Oh, no.
This is why I was laughing during the sport.
Right. We were talking about wrestling that your parents used to watch off the 70s and 80s. I said that TV is a lot better these days and that wrestling was a bit rubbish. And, oh, boy, was I wrong. So many people on the text want to see it back. There was a bloke called Big Daddy. Look it up on YouTube if you've not seen it. And he used to fight a bloke called Giant Haystacks. They didn't really fight. They just wore kind of leotards and kind of bounced off each other with their big stomachs.
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked to have been caught in the middle, put it that way.
Big lads, weren't they?
Yeah, they were very big lads.
This is some commentary of that wrestling from back in the day.
And Craig Green in trouble in the ring. In trouble already.
Referee's in trouble.
Daddy goes over to help. And of course, as the Big Daddy bends down, Haystacks comes straight in.
Haystacks comes straight in. Just a little bit of commentary there from the wrestling back in the 70s and 80s. And then we were talking about, well, someone suggested that I should wrestle Justin Lee Collins.
Well, you suggested it. You were the one that
Someone said I should wrestle for Comic Relief, and then we went on to say that it should be JLC.
No, you suggested wrestling JLC, at which point somebody suggested you did it for Comic Relief.
So anyway,
I didn't want to be the one wrestling Justin. I asked if he would be up for it, in theory, if we got it back on the TV on BBC Three. That's what I said, actually.
Yeah, but he can't wrestle himself, so...
Well, I don't want to be the one wrestling him.
He's wrestling you, so...
I don't want to wrestle... During the sport,
you were distracted by doing all the news and stuff, I got your phone and texted him.
I noticed that, yeah, thanks very much.
And has he replied?
Yeah. What did the text say that you
said,
Becky?
I saw you. When you were doing the sport, I was like, oi, where's my phone? And Becky's like, hee hee, in the corner.
No, I didn't. I said it was the one that doesn't speak. Yeah. I said, hello, would you please wrestle me for
me for Comic Relief, please, like old school Big Daddy style.
A kiss? I can't remember.
No kiss, right. Sadly, it's not a reply at the moment. I thought that was Justin, but it's not.
Oh, right.
So, well, we'll see what he says. He'll cop a feel. He will. You know how touchy-feely
he
is.
You're very full of yourself, aren't you?
No. I don't think you
and that's before I've even seen you in a leotard.
Seriously, Justin's not fussy about who he cops a feel over.
But you should have seen those two.
Have you seen that show? He's all over people, isn't he?
You can't do wrestling and not touch them.
It's where he will touch you.
You can't do shadow wrestling.
Shadow wrestling with Justin Lee Collins on BBC Three.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
What was that tech suggestion that just came in?
A couple of texts came in suggesting a tag team wrestling bout of JLC and Alan Carr against you and me.
I'm all right, thanks.
I think that's a good idea.
You might think
I
so.
I haven't got much money, you know, but I would donate money to see that. Quite a bit of money to see that.
I'd just permanently tag you to make sure you stayed in the ring.
I would rather people go online and support Chris or Fern for the Mount Kilimanjaro Red Nose Climb at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I thought... Oh, you're going one after the other. I thought you were all just like a big pile-on.
No, it's not a pile-on.
Oh,
it would be ridiculous.
Okay. Just a little bit less money then. That's not as exciting, is it?
Bundle!
Really? Yeah, no, just all jump on each other. The ring. That's got to be at least worth £100.
Oh!
I could end up in an Alan Carr Scott sandwich.
Yeah.
You'd love
with
it.
JLC on the side.
Oh.
What's occurring?
Oh. What's occurring? Coming up at 5:30 tonight. Do you know what we haven't done for ages? Science news.
That's true. Oh,
we haven't done science news for ages. And that's next on Radio 1.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Okay, now let's do some science news. I've missed this. Science news on Radio 1. You know the iPhone...
I know the iPhone.
You've got all those applications that you can download to your phone, yeah?
Yeah.
It's all gone a bit wrong. All hell has broken loose.
Why?
This is today's science news. Before you go, this isn't science. Well, actually, it's technology, so it is kind of science, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I was just expecting one of you to go, that's science. Anyway, there's an application you can get called Pull My Finger. Are you aware of this?
I am. I never used to be aware of Pull My Finger, but someone very close to me does it a lot of the time.
Right. On their phone?
No, not on their phone, in real life.
Oh, I see.
He just goes, pull my finger, and then I have to pull, and then it makes a weird noise.
Right.
Genuinely.
It just does it to you, not other people.
Oh, no, does it? The best one was when he did it to a girl on the train, and she pulled his finger and he burped.
What, just a random stranger?
No, it was his friend, but she obviously didn't know what was going to happen. And she went, oh, that's disgusting. And he went, well, of course you know that's good. That's the whole point in pulling my finger. And I was like, oh, my God. Does everyone know about this? Do you do it, Chappers?
I have no idea what you're on about.
Yeah, people, I've done pull my finger.
I love it. Now I know what it is, but unfortunately I can't do it to order, so I can't really
Can't just
play.
Rustle them up on demand, can you?
That's why I need this application.
It's when you've got one brewing. That's what you do. Anyway.
You know a lot about it.
On the iPhone, pull my finger, what you do is you pull the picture of a finger and this happens. No, that doesn't
That's
happen.
A heck of an application. What?
People just shout, we want Britney, for no particular reason. I didn't
well,
go so
is
well.
Is that really it? Popular, that?
No, you pull the picture of a finger and this happens.
Right.
Becky.
Becky.
Seriously.
So much.
Oh my God.
Oh, she's crying.
Stop it. That's the new mini. That's the new mini me, isn't it?
Yeah. Right there. Anyway, this is made by a company called Aeromatic.
Right.
But there's some trouble, you see, because there's another application. Guess what that one's called?
What's that called?
If you need to clear a room fast, or just make someone laugh, I fart for the iPhone. Maybe just what you're looking for.
It's called iFart.
iFart. Right?
Yeah. Here's some more on the iFart.
Select any of the sounds. Fart that one.
Yeah. Oh, that last one was revolting. That was a proper squelch.
Now, the problem is that the iFart application used the phrase pull my finger in their marketing campaign, yeah? And the people behind pull my finger think that they shouldn't be allowed to.
Right.
iFart changes everything.
It changes everything.
iFart changes everything.
Everything.
What? Like what?
I don't
exactly.
Know. Thing is, I'm really hoping this case goes to court. Because this could be like the best court case ever.
Right.
Have you ever done jury service?
I'm not allowed to say, am I, whether I've done jury service or not?
Oh, are you not?
Or are you?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, right. Well, I have, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Don't tell us the details.
No, I'm not. That's what, yeah, I'm not allowed to say what happened.
Yeah, you're probably not allowed to go into too much detail.
No.
But this is the case that you would want to do if you were on jury service. Can you imagine? It'd be like... Silence in court. The next case is... Pull my finger versus I fart. So what does your invention do? Well, okay, Your Honour. You're right, all you need to do, right, is press that button there. Okay, let me see. Good heavens. That would be a brilliant court case.
I don't think Becky would be a very good juror, to be honest.
I'd quite like to do jury service. How do you get to go on it? Do you have to apply?
No, no, no. You have to have. You just
picked,
it's random.
You
have to be on the electoral roll, and it's random.
Is it good?
I found it really, really, really dull.
Oh,
you just sit around for ages and ages and ages waiting for a case to come up.
Right. Yeah, but if it was this one.
Oh, if it was this one, then obviously it'd be laugh a minute.
Yeah, really good. Pull my finger versus I fart. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? Also, if I went on jury service, it'd be good because I could talk about the case each day on the radio. So, for instance, I could go there to do jury service in the morning, and then I come on at 4 o'clock as normal, and keep you all updated on what's happening in court that day.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
If anyone knows how I go about getting this jury service, then please do let me know because I really fancy a bit of it. Podcast. Justin Lee Collins' agent has just emailed me.
Justin Lee Collins' agent?
Yeah, they've been listening and they're saying that they heard us talking about Justin not texting me back as with regards to the Comet Relief wrestling.
Yeah.
He's a bit busy at the moment on a train from Sheffield, but he will get back to you. Oh, God.
He's a bit busy on a train?
Yeah.
What's he doing on the train?
I don't know, he's just busy.
Surely when you sit on a train, you actually don't do anything. Unless he's driving it.
He'll get back to me in his own good time. And then I'll say it was just a joke.
Maybe he's sat in the quiet carriage and he can't use his phone.
Probably.
I think he's running scared.
I'm thinking a bit more about this jury service.
That's
thing.
That's sounding good, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds promising. Sounds as though this might be a goer.
It's not a goer.
Right.
Okay. I'm liking this jury service thing because it'd give me something to do in the mornings, wouldn't it? I've been in court this morning, and then this would be what I'd be like on the air. I think he did it, but he says he didn't.
Mm.
He looks guilty to me, got shifty eyes. Mm. And then we could put a photo on the website of the person, and you could all vote to say if you think he did it or not. And help me decide whether he's guilty or innocent.
Well, I'll have a vote.
Yeah, or maybe I could even do my show from the court on the phone.
Mm.
So I could keep you really bang up to date with it.
Yeah, well.
Or do like inserts into Joe Wiley's show or something. Mm. Just an idea.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
81199, play along at home or in the car on the train.
Oh, what's occurring?
Or in the bath or on the bus or wherever you are. Who's winning?
Me.
Congratulations. Here's your first...
Hey.
It's not you at all,
if
you
turned up on time, you'd be able to argue it was you.
Sorry, it took me by surprise.
It is you, isn't it? Who's winning? Just tell me.
I think it's a draw, isn't it? Isn't it one day each this week?
Here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Lily Allen?
Yes.
You know that song, The Fear? Been number one for a month now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know it really well by now, don't you?
Yeah.
Here's the first line of The Fear.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money.
What's next?
I don't care about something and I eat lots of honey.
I don't care about...
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money.
I don't care about funny.
I know.
Thanks, Scott.
It's all right. Now, we went onto the streets and we asked five people on Stupid Street what they think the next line of The Fear is by Lily Allen.
Mm.
How many out of those five would get it right, do you think? Becky?
One
person.
I would have said more, but the fact that me and Chappers both tried and neither of us got it means
we'd be
under
at
pressure.
We'd be at home on Stupid Street today, I think.
What are you saying, Chappers?
None.
Not one person?
Mm.
Only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's take to Stupid Street once again and find out what the next line of Lily Allen's number one hit single is, The Fear.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money.
I wanna be cool and hang around with honeys.
No. Okay, next.
It rhymed.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money.
I want it to be sunny and...
I quite like that one, though.
That's a good one. I'd like that to be the next line, but it's not, so that's another no.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money.
I don't care about clever, I don't care about funny.
Yay! Yay!
Very good.
Very good. Next one.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money.
Living doll.
Oh, sorry, I mixed that up. That was when we did the Alicia Dixon song, wasn't it? And they tried to do the next bit.
Yeah.
That's a mix-up, sorry. Next.
I want to be rich and I want lots of money.
And I still want to claim benefits.
What?
I want to be rich and I want lots of money.
And I still want to claim benefits.
Okay. That's very good, though.
Yes. Last one.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money.
Win the lottery.
Win
the lottery.
Yeah, the lottery.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'd love that to be
did
the next
Did they not
line.
Get the point there?
I don't think they did. I'd like that to be... I'd like that to be the next
one. I wanna be rich and I want lots of money.
Win the lottery.
Win
the lottery.
Yeah, the lottery.
Why not?
I want to be rich and I want lots
doing
of money.
A Mystic Meg impression.
Win the lottery. Win the lottery. Why not? If you're listening, Lily, you'd like consider it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, so one, so Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
Next one. You know, earlier in the week, Pippa, who works in our office, was singing with headphones on and she couldn't hear herself.
Yeah.
And we asked how in tune she'd be because she couldn't hear a thing, just the music.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out she wasn't in tune at all, poor love.
And it takes it all.
Oh, bless her.
The loser standing small. Besides the victory.
Now, we were just wondering, is
I
it just...
You promised her you were never going to play that again.
Soz, Pippa.
Just breaking the promise.
We were wondering, is it just Pippa, or whether it's everybody that is out of tune when they can't hear themselves? Just hear the music. You can't hear yourself singing. You've got the headphones on. So we all tried it out, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think I was pretty good.
Do you? Yeah. I didn't hear you doing it.
Do you? How do you think you did? Because you've not obviously heard this yet.
No. Terribly, I would imagine.
Okay.
Mine was all right.
You thought you were good?
Yeah, I did take that. It wasn't too bad.
All right, well, let's find out.
I can't sing, but I think it worked.
You felt that you were in tune?
Yeah.
Wicked, okay. Like me too. It's only Chappers that is not feeling that. Okay. So, out of us three, with our headphones on, remember, we can't hear ourselves at all. How many of us were in tune? Chappers?
None.
Not one. Okay. Becky?
One. Me.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Becky with headphones on. She can't hear herself doing Take That's Greatest Day. Oh, there's an intro.
I'm nervous now.
Don't be, it's fine. You thought you were good, so let's find out, shall we? Never heard this before.
Ah, it's such a long introduction.
I know.
It'll be worth it when we get there.
Okay. The moment of truth.
Today this could be the greatest day of our lives. Before it all ends, before we run out of time, stay close to me.
I picked the wrong key, I'm sorry.
Stay close to me. Watch the world.
You seriously thought you were in tune on this, yeah?
It sounded like it was perfect.
Stay close to me.
That's a no, then.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you see, you thought that was a cert then, didn't you? Okay, here's Chappers next, doing Whitney Houston.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way.
I think that's enough, and that's a no.
Were you actually trying your best then? You weren't, were you?
Oh, yeah, I always try my best.
Mm. Right. Well, we've just got to hope that I'm good, really, haven't we?
Oh, here we go.
Remember, I've got headphones on, I can't hear myself, but I think I'm...
Is this you?
This isn't me, no, that's Kelly Clarkson. She just does the intro bit for me.
Did you hijack her live lounge?
No. Here is Because of You by me. I will not make the same mistakes that you did. I will not let myself cause my heart so much misery. I will not break.
Oh, God.
The way you did. You no, I've got it though. So
hard. I'm not fading it before
I've
the chorus.
Learned the hard way to never let it go that far.
No, you really haven't.
Because of you, I never strayed too far from the sidewalk. I'm doing the harmonies. Because
of you, for a different song.
On the same side, so I don't get hurt. Is that? Can I have that one? Thank you, one that doesn't speak. So the answer was.
That's a winning point.
One. I was in tune. Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
No, I don't want to win for that.
Why?
Because it wasn't anything.
It was in tune.
Something was. You were really trying, weren't you? You could tell.
Yeah.
You really were trying.
The one that doesn't speak's decision is final, and Becky wins today on Oh, What's Occurring. Thank you very much.
Oh. Radio 1
Podcast. It's now time for Becky's Classifieds. These are real things that you can get on the internet for cheap or free now, read out by Radio 1's early presenter, Greg James. This is all good stuff today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Giant Jammy Dodger style biscuit. £5.50.
Now, that strikes me as a lot for a biscuit.
It does to
no,
me as
but
well.
This one, someone sent this in, actually. Listener, thank you very much. I've forgotten your name. Not that I'm being lazy and not finding my own classifieds. This biscuit is like as big as my, what's it called when you do that? The span. Wingspan? I don't have wings. What do you call it? When I'm stretching
boobs.
My hands out.
What are you doing?
I'm stretching my hands out to show you how big it is from here to here.
As big as your wingspan?
What's it called? Arm length? The big. If you hold your arms out, it's quite big. It's big.
I just thought like she was sticking her chest out to me.
Not sticking my chest out to you. It was just generic.
This Jammy Dodger-style biscuit was lovingly brought to life on the 21st of February 2009. It represents the love for one of our nation's best bickies and was intended to be eaten on the day of its birth by our friends and family. However, it was deemed as too important and just too special to eat. And despite some amazing pressure, we couldn't bear the thought of seeing the only remainders being just a few giant Jammy Dodger-style crumbs.
So they've made their own massive Jammy Dodger... And now we can buy it for only £5.50.
Disclaimer. We recommend that you don't eat this Jammy Dodger-style biscuit, although it's made out of 100% biscuity ingredients, unless you enjoy eating old and soft biscuits. If you do choose, against all sensible advice, to eat this amazing feat of cookery slash engineering, then please do so with the care and respect with which it was created.
Now, I do quite like eating soft old biscuits.
So do I. I think they're better.
No. When they're slightly soft, they're good. Do you know what? The best thing to do is to get the biscuit. This is going to sound really weird, but to get the biscuit and, like, breathe out through it slightly.
Yes, done
and
that.
It makes it really soft and a bit chewy, like it's gone off a bit.
You must have done that.
Just breathe ever so slightly.
Hang on, so you put a soft biscuit in your mouth and you breathe
through
it? No,
if you can have a really hard biscuit, just, like,
breathe
in the biscuit.
Yeah,
and
I've
it really
that.
Softens it up and makes it chewy.
Try it tonight. Really good.
But I don't want to make a hard biscuit chewy.
No,
I like my
soft.
Biscuits.
No. See, me and Becky agree on a lot of similar foodstuffs. Airline food, for example. And I didn't even know this before we did this, but the soft biscuit is the way forward.
Is it because you both have trouble with your teeth?
No.
I've got all my own, thank you very much.
I think you'll find these are quite new.
NB, please remember that big biscuit means big crumbs.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Don't eat it in bed.
Please only consider buying if you are a true biscuit lover.
Okay, there's a slight problem. I'm not the biggest fan of Jammy Dodgers.
I like Jammy Dodgers, and I'd want to eat it, but I like my Jammy Dodgers how fresh.
You like them hard.
Fresh and hard, yeah. Not soft.
Next.
Thank you for the tissues. Location, train from Brighton to Clapham.
What's this?
You see, I saw this and thought it might be free.
Thank you to the kind soul who left me some tissues when I was pretending to look out the window. Kiss.
On a train.
I think they've just put a strange note in the middle of the advertising bit of the classifieds, but it's quite sweet.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Someone was obviously crying and someone gave them the tissues.
Really nice.
Bless.
Yeah.
Three last Rolos. 12 in total.
Oh, what's this?
That's three each for us.
Amazing, okay.
For the past month, I've kept all my last Rolos with the intent of passing them on to that special someone in a metaphorical gesture of love. Due to an intense intolerance to lactose, that special someone is somewhat repulsed by this gesture, as I've inevitably shamed myself with my ignorance. I have instead managed to acquire a pencil for her, a really good one, and so these Rolos, still in the foil, remain ownerless.
Oh, what are the chances of that? That's annoying, isn't it?
We'll take them off your hands.
NB. I would obviously consider a straight swap for lactose-free Rolos. Anyhow, drop me a line if you're interested.
Can you get lactose-free Rolos?
I didn't know you could still get Rolos. Can you?
Yeah.
Is this ad posted by somebody stuck in the middle of a late 80s advertising campaign?
I'm not keen on Rolos either, to be honest.
Why?
Well, I'll just eat yours. I'm going to get them.
You don't like chewy things, do you?
No.
Well, he just said he breathes through his biscuits.
Yeah, but that must be because of his... Must be because of his teeth.
Nothing to do with my teeth.
Do you like curly whirlies?
What about lamb bars?
No. Yes, you're right. I've never thought about this before.
You don't like...
I don't like the chewing.
No.
Next.
Celebrity hair sample. £1,000.
Now, this is quite expensive.
Sorry, I missed this. What is it? Because I was laughing too much.
Hair sample.
Right.
£1,000.
Ridiculous.
But it intrigued me as to who would be selling their hair for £1,000.
Yeah, weird. Okay, carry on.
For Hollywood lovers / obsessors everywhere, may suit special collectors, genuine hair sample from Spanish Oscar-winning actress. Ask for more details. If you're a big fan, you may want this.
Who can it be?
I still haven't worked it out.
I actually have worked it out, I think.
Is it? Go on.
It's Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
But how have they got...
Film question, right.
I know.
How have they got her hair?
I think it's best not to ask.
No. And now they're charging £1,000 for it.
That's a lot. So that is a lot,
but it is Penelope Cruz's hair, probably.
It got me thinking, if Penn's hair can go for £1,000, yours might be worth a few quid.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, it's got to be like £10 or something.
What happened
then?
Use
your special laser guided scissors to cut them off.
The one that doesn't speak crept behind you to try and pluck a few out.
Okay, good. How much of Penelope's hair do you get for a grand?
I don't know. Shall I ask for more details?
I would expect quite a lot, to be honest.
I want a full-on wig for that.
It's from her head, I presume.
Well.
Might be underarms.
Oh, well, yes, it might be. That's right. Her leg hair, maybe.
Exactly. Okay, good. Well, can we inquire for a bit more detail before we buy that? Not going to. Next.
Warning. Scott Mills fan mug. $4.99.
Why is there a warning on it?
What it says on the mug. It says, warning, Scott Mills fan.
Oh, I see.
I thought it was a mug that would also blow a light breeze at you if you were hot.
A must for all Scott Mills fans. Great for letting everyone know it's your mug. Great mug for all fans. A great gift idea.
Now, I've just thought that this might seem like I've set up my own business on the side, making mugs for the show, but I haven't. I just wondered whether you knew anything about this, Scott. Whether it was
no, no idea.
You've got a whole range of personal merchandise.
No, I'm not the Hoff.
I did quite like it, though, that people needed to be warned that you were a Scott Mills show fan.
Where are these
keep away!
Where are these mugs, then? Do you know about these
mugs? I've never heard
They're
of this
in the classifieds. It's just a white mug with black, like, bold aerial writing which says warning Scott Mills fan.
All right. And how much are they?
Anything special, $4.99.
Can I just say I'm making absolutely no money out of this and it is not a private venture. Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.